Good afternoon. Paul Andrigo here, realestatepodcastshow.com. One of the amazing parts about this podcast is how it's connected me to so many of you all over Ontario, all over Canada. I get calls from the U.S., which is why I started a U.S. Focused part of my podcast show. So it's an amazing medium that this has created for me, and I get questions from you guys all the time about different things. One of the ones that's come up quite a bit, enough to want to make me do a podcast about it, is, hey Paul, just received something in the mail, looks like a handwritten letter, something about wanting to buy my property for cash. What's the deal with that? Okay, these letters that you guys have been getting in your mailbox are about as original or new as real estate itself. So let me start off by giving you the whole story about how all of this happens, and then giving you the pros and the cons of each one. And I know that, of course, I'm giving you the information as a realtor. Don't hate me for making sure that you have both sides of the story, where you can decide at any point you want. Even when you're meeting with me, you have always four choices, and you should know what those four choices are. You should always have the choice, you should always have four specific choices that you can make when you're working on thinking about selling your property, okay? So let me go over what those four options are and make sure that you guys understand them. And then I'm going to go a little bit deeper into how the cash offer thing works. Again, the pros and cons of it and what you really need to know about the process of, again, selling your home for top dollar, because it really doesn't make sense if you're not doing all the homework. And if you're trying to save, you know, 5% and losing, you know, and losing 20% in the process, meaning that you haven't properly marketed the property, you haven't put it in the right places, it hasn't been seen or heard, it hasn't been on my podcast, for example, it really means that you might have left a lot of money on the table. And that's what it's really supposed to be all about, is what is best for you in this process. And I've always had the philosophy that what I want for myself, I want for you. So if I was going to sell my own property, would I use, you know, a cash offer type situation, or would I use, you know, the traditional method? Obviously, me, I'm not much of a traditional anybody. I'm more of a sort of like going outside the box, and I've always done that, and that's what this podcast is essentially you know, about doing. So let me go over the four options that you need to know to make sure that you're doing it right, okay? So when you're looking at this, you know, when you're thinking about selling your property, I want to make sure that you are, you know, in a position that you understand that you always have these four choices. So the four choices that you have when you're selling your property is to do it on your own, and it's always been one of the options that you have. You can decide to just put a sign in the lawn, and you don't need to do this in any fancy way. If you think that's going to work, then start off with the sign in the lawn. Go to Canadian Tire, pay the $9, put the sign in the lawn, put your phone number on it, start there, okay? And I've actually had clients of mine start with that and eventually come over to me because they, again, they didn't necessarily want to use that system. You can also decide that you want to work, when I'm meeting with you guys, I also say you also have the option that you can work with someone else. You can also hire, you know, any number of realtors, anybody that works, that seems to be a good fit for you and that gives you what it is that you're looking for, because this is very much a relationship scenario. This is not, as much as it's a transaction, it's of course the largest transaction of your lives for most of you, it's more about the relationship you have with that realtor, which is what for me, this podcast has allowed me to do is to create relationships with you, although they are one side, meaning you're hearing me, I don't get to hear you. When you guys connect with me, that becomes like a full loop, and I actually get to have conversations with you about a podcast I might have done a year ago. And that's the coolest thing to me, because we can literally almost sort of like start talking as if we know each other. And that's happened, by the way, many times. So I'm so happy about that. The next choice you have, number three, is to sell it with me. And I hope when you're in the process of deciding whether you're selling your Toronto or GTA property, that you're thinking about all the best options possible. So when you're sitting down with anybody, I hope that I'm going to be included in that. Now, if you go over to my website, realestatepodcastshow.com, and you click on any of my listings, you'll have the option to select either an in-person meetup, a video chat, and select the date and time that works for you. And I'm happy to do it just that way, video chat, phone call, if that's how you want to start off with. Because if we haven't met before, ultimately I hope that you're doing your due diligence. And if there's someone that you know that you're considering, and they're sort of the top choice, and I'm sort of, number two, three, or four, I hope that I get the opportunity to be the last one you speak to. And that's it. That's all I ask for. Just make sure that I'm the last one you speak to, ideally at the property. But either way, just make sure I'm talking to you so I can go over with you all your options. And option number four, before I start into the cash offer breakdown, is to not sell at all. Too often, when you're sitting down with someone and you're going over this huge decision, the other option, or the fourth option, is to just not sell, because it might not be the best thing for you. You might be sitting on so much equity that you can make your move without having to sell. Not everyone has this choice. So in some cases, when I sit down with you and I do the numbers, it might work out where the best option for you is that we make sure that we connect you to someone that's, a good financing contact, good mortgage person, and you talk to them first, and then I end up renting out your property at a, hopefully a really good number that helps you pay those bills, and you end up with two properties in your portfolio. Perhaps, you keep your house in the city and you still get to move to wherever it is you want to do. For a lot of you, that's been the best choice. So the not selling at all option was the one you choose. So you just need to know those four options. Again, you can sell with someone else, you can sell with me, you can sell on your own, or you can just decide not to sell at all. Make sure we talk about this before you make any decisions, or before you, decide that something sounds too good to be true, because you know how that works. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. So what this printout, and I've gotten a few of them myself, and just I usually throw them away because they don't really appeal to me. But what basically it's telling you is that that there's someone that's willing to put a cash offer on your property, and they specifically say that there's not going to be any staging, and there's no realtors involved, so you don't have to worry about that. Well, so as I said before, if you're selling on your own, then you don't need a realtor. You don't need any other service. You just put the light sign in the lawn, put your ads in the, Facebook or wherever you're going to do it, and do it on your own legitimately. So if you are going to have help, why would you only have an amateur helping you versus a professional? And again, I can't speak for anyone else besides myself. I've been doing this 20 years. I wake up in the morning, and when I'm helping people make their, their life choices, it's something I take very seriously, and it's something that I believe cannot be taken lightly. You cannot just let anyone help you with this stuff. You want to have someone who's got the experience, the ability to help you through this and make sure that you are fully aware of all the risks and all the rewards as well. I want you to make sure you have all of that stuff. So the option to decide to sell for a cash offer, well, bottom line is, it's really just about the most cash in your pocket. So if you get a cash offer or a financed offer, what's the difference? And how is it better for you to have the cash versus the person who's coming in with 20% down and relying on a mortgage for the rest? You still walk away with the most amount of money in your pocket. And that again, whenever I've sold, it's always been my primary goal. And for a lot of you that are moving right now, a lot of you are making that move, and it might be your final move. You might be making a move out of your family homes, you might be in retirement mode, or you might just want to cash out because you're just not sure how the next decade looks and you just want to get your money out and decide where you want to move. A lot of people are doing that too. So if you're going to do that, don't settle for, again, anything less than the most amount of money. If it comes in the form of cash, so be it. But the one thing that you have to remember is if someone's getting your house for less than its value, chances are it's going to be right back up on the market in a couple of weeks or months being sold again, and you're the one who basically made that possible because you accepted less, you know, because maybe it seemed like a good idea at the time. So that's really important for you guys to remember, is that you have options beyond what you might think, and there is not going to be, no one should be forcing your hand to, you're forcing a pen to paper on any decision, and I seriously have a problem if anybody is doing that, especially to someone who is a senior or someone that with a disability. And the reason I have that problem is because I'm married to someone with a disability. I'm married to a woman who's legally blind. And I have family members who are also legally blind who've been taken advantage of in some ways over the years. And it's one of my biggest passions is to destroy anyone who takes advantage of the elderly or someone with a disability or someone who's vulnerable in a position where they don't know all their choices and someone comes in and tells them that this is your best choice. Bullshit. It's not that way. You don't have just one choice. A cash offer is not better than a financed offer. Also bullshit. So you need to know all of the rules and all of the pros and cons before you decide to make the decision. If you decide that you want to go that route, go that route. I will never stop you. I can't, and I don't want to. You have to want that more than anything else. Like it doesn't matter if they want you to do it, you have to want to do it. So if your ultimate goal is to get your maximum sold value, then I suggest that I should be in the room discussing it with you. And in fact, I'm happy to be in the room with you anytime that you're reviewing your other options. So that's the other great thing about me is I can walk away without any problems as long as we are being upfront with each other about what's going on. I'm very happy to make sure I run through all those previous choices you may have walked through, which is why I asked to be the last one at the table. If I know you already and I'm the incumbent, so to speak, I'm the one that's for sure going to be getting the listing, then hopefully you'll have me in first to make sure that, you know, everything I'm doing is still as good or better, and I try to always, you know, get better. But most importantly, I want to make sure each one of you listening knows your options and knows your rights. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Enjoy the Thanksgiving weekend if you don't hear from me again.